@GCN.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is the Friday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich Torgo should be joining us. He's running a little bit late because he's a busy guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, you can join us on the phones, 800-259-9231. Bring up a political issue, a personal problem, whatever you want, a rant you want to get off your chest.
Something I got a few of those.
Some sort of agenda that you want to push. We are here for you. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee, none of that. You just go and get them. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll deliver them to you.
Lots of people doing that.
Yeah, over 1,000 of them at least,
yeah.
If not 2,000.
2,000 or something like that.
So, freetalklive.com, it's all for free.
Free Talk Live is also brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, as always, we've got all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. We might get to an email. We also, of course, have plenty of prep. And you told me something about Skull.
Yeah.
What's going on with Skull?
Well, this defies comment.
At first, I didn't know what you meant when you said Skull. I thought you said Skull, S-K-U-L-L, but it's actually Skull.
No, it's a brand of smokeless tobacco.
Right. Chew, dip, right?
Dip, not okay. Chew.
What's the difference?
Dip is more finely ground. It's like tobacco dirt. So it has more surface area than, say, a leaf of tobacco.
Yeah.
And then you put it in between your cheek and gum in the front there, and you get like this little wad.
Yeah.
And makes you look smart. And then you would spit that. Just like you would spit chew, but chew you kind of stick in the side of your mouth. Like a baseball player, you know?
I never knew that, man. I tell you, I learn something new every night here on this show.
That's because you, my friend, are sheltered.
What? I just didn't hang out with the rednecks when I was growing up.
You didn't know what a can of Manwich was till I told you.
Like I said, I didn't hang out with the rednecks when I was growing up. You were born in Bradenton.
Leave me alone. Nashville, Tennessee. The state attorney general wants the country singer who made the song Redneck Woman a hit to stop glamorizing the use of smokeless tobacco at her concerts. State officials said that Gretchen Wilson can be seen at on a concert jumbo screens pulling a can of Skull from her pocket while performing her new song, Skull Ring.
Women use this stuff, too?
I have never seen a young woman use it. I have seen older women
use it. Is she young?
This woman? She's not the age that I've seen women do it. Yeah, she's young.
I see.
Younger.
Huh.
She's under 30.
I don't think I've ever seen a female dipping.
It's good. She actually doesn't claim to dip here. Her quote in here is that, in fact, it's the taste of Skull on her boyfriend's lips. Right here. It's the... In the final verse of the song, Wilson sings that she is turned on by the taste of smokeless tobacco on her man's lips.
Mm.
Yummy.
Get those juices flowing, huh?
And the little flecks of it that come out when you spit. I love that, too.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Boy, nothing is more of a turn-on for me than a woman that carries a little bottle around with her so she can... Mm-hmm. In that bottle. You know how they do that? They always have something with them.
Some sort of container stuffed with toilet paper.
And it's worse when they're clear containers, like clear bottles.
No one wants to see that.
Brown and nasty. Just disgusting.
A friend of mine used to do that, and I'd be like, what are you saving that thing for? He kept that same little, it was a peanut butter jar, and he kept that thing. What do you got in there, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
Now, look, if that's your thing, go for it. If you like the taste of tobacco, I mean, by all means, you smoke a cigar every night, man.
Yes,
which
I do.
So you consider dipping disgusting, but obviously it's not necessarily anything that's against the tobacco itself. It's just more of just
the spitting part, I think.
The consumption or the kind of, the version of tobacco that you don't agree
and
with.
And each version of tobacco has its own sort of like cool, like people that think that's okay. That's cool. That's whatever.
Right.
But
and they're totally different groups, right? I mean, there's a lot of cigarette smokers. But wouldn't you say that most people who dip are kind of the redneck variety?
I think that they probably. I think that's so.
Yeah.
You don't see it being done in the big city very much, and also, I think they target there too. I think that the tobacco companies realize that and target that direction.
They target the southern convenience stores, and
it's not just southern.
Okay.
But they do target the
Well, yeah, there are rednecks all over the
everywhere.
Place.
Everywhere.
That's right. That's true.
All right. And redneck is just a term that in Florida isn't even considered insulting.
For, yeah. well, she doesn't, because the woman who wrote that song doesn't consider it insulting.
No.
It's called Redneck Woman, right? And she's
right.
bragging about how she's a redneck woman. She likes to bale hay and go mud bogging. And I haven't read the lyrics, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Right. And again, if that's your thing, if that's what you do for fun, then
so many young
enjoy.
People attend her concerts and purchase her music and T-shirts.
She should get her own brand of skull.
Yes, she should.
Yeah, she needs to get on that.
The really funny thing about this here is that Skull is not paying anything to this woman as an endorsement. No.
Man, they must be pleased as punch on this.
Well, they're probably not pleased about the moves from Summers, the Attorney General.
What's he doing? He's just saying don't glamorize it, right?
Well, he's saying that, but he also, the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco does not have an agreement with Wilson or any artist to promote its products, said company spokesperson Mike Baznet.
Mm-hmm.
Summers said his office is also contacting the company about the use of its products in Wilson's concerts.
Hmm.
So the state is going to put pressure on the company to get her to stop even using its name, I'll bet you.
How is it? Are you just like they're just going to threaten to do things to them?
Probably. You know, their lawyers will send lawyers to her lawyer, or send letters to her lawyers.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, she should be able to get on stage and talk about whatever product she wants to.
She ought to. Yeah.
If she wants to get up on stage and say she's got, she prefers Winchester shotguns or rifles or whatever, I don't know what Winchester makes.
And really, the only problem is her success.
Yeah.
If she was a lesser known artist, there wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, if she was playing in dive bars in Alabama or something like that.
Or she was a performance artist smearing Skull on a backlit screen. No one would care.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think it's outrageous. I mean, I don't agree necessarily. I think it's a nasty habit myself, but if that's what you want to do, and if you want to glamorize it, then go ahead. It's certainly not going to make me want to use it.
Well, in 1971, the tobacco companies agreed voluntarily not to use broadcast mediums to advertise their products.
That was voluntary?
That's what I understand.
Maybe voluntary because the government was threatening them.
Probably that.
Kinda
that
like
probably
how
the reason.
Kind of like how the the business of video games voluntarily created a an industry rating system.
Or it's like walking the plank, essentially.
Yeah.
There's a guy back there with a sword who's going to stab you. And if you don't walk off the plank.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
But they...
Do you have any quotes from the bureaucrat in this case? Because we've just kind of been generally talking about it. I always enjoy hearing the bureaucrat's threats, their veiled threats.
The many young people attend your concerts and purchase your music and T-shirts. And, you know, let's see. Because your actions strongly influence the youth in your audience, I ask you to take steps to warn young people of the negative health effects of smokeless tobacco.
Okay. Well, he can urge all he wants. As long as he's not passing a law or taking her to court over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's certainly plenty of veiled threats here.
Well, we got more from the consumer scene. We're talking about consuming dip. Well, now European police are attempting to halt the spread of a guerrilla shoplifting network, seizing computer equipment connected to the cause. This from Wired.com. Yomongo calls on anti-consumerism activists to liberate goods from stores in an effort to spread the ideals of brand-free living.
Now, this is so stupid. Brand-free living is this whole, you shouldn't have Coca-Cola on a can of cola.
Yeah, this is what they call sanitizing, right?
Yeah, well, what's the point? How am I going to know which can to purchase, A? You know, I mean, if they're all just silver dummies, how am I going to know? I like a particular brand. I like that taste of that cola.
Right.
How am I going to know which one to buy? Second, you know, and what difference does it make? Really? Really, what difference does it make? What is the point?
I just don't understand it. I wish somebody who was a sanitizer, somebody that removes the brand names from the products they buy, could call and just explain it. Could you please? Because these people...
I understand why they don't want to necessarily do advertising for the product that they're consuming.
That I understand.
But that's it.
But if you're consuming...
What do you want to steal the people's stuff for, though?
If you're consuming it inside your own home, do you sanitize those products, too, just to be consistent? More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about these crazy socialists coming up.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This is the Friday night edition. And as always, we'll talk to you about anything. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every moment and join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. I'd say over 50 at this point, man, which but I actually haven't counted recently. So there's a lot of them on.
There's a lot.
They've taken the time not only to send us their photograph, but also to actually have a photograph specifically taken in order to send to us.
Yeah, that's how it's done now.
They have validated themselves. Mm-hmm. They are proving that they are who they say they are.
They have to take a picture with some kind of signage that says Free Talk Live or FTL or something like that.
Exactly. You know? And it's pretty cool. So check it out, freetalklive.com. And ladies, obviously, we want to add you to the lineup. It's not a beauty contest. So as long as you're a lady, you qualify. Freetalklive.com.
Two X chromosomes. That's it.
All right. So
wait. I got a fact. I got a fact for you.
Yeah.
Today, 750,000 people will celebrate their birthday.
That's a fun fact. I like fun facts.
Tomorrow, same thing.
Yeah.
So if you want to make one or two of them feel terrific on their special day, let them know by calling 1-800-Flowers.com, and you can have the freshest flowers delivered anywhere in the world. How do you like that? Nice segue, because you didn't have any idea I was going to get you
that. No, that was good. 1-800-Flowers.com. Wait. How do you call 1-800-Flowers.com?
Well, I'm sorry. It's 1-800-Flowers, or you can go to 1-800-Flowers.com. So you can click. You can go on the internet, or you
for those of you with phone access.
Yes. It's pretty difficult not to have the kind of access to 1-800-Flowers.com.
This is new to me.
No excuse for not celebrating your mom's birthday.
I've heard of these guys before. Mm-hmm. What makes them special?
Well, they're advertising with us.
I know, but there's got to be something about them, right? I mean,
they can deliver anywhere in the world, which I think
is pretty
impressive.
Because, yeah.
And you can get 10% off your order if you just type in FTL.
No.
Yeah.
10% off. Special.
It is. And it's not just flowers. It's all kinds of
gifts. Can you tell them that over the phone?
I would assume you could.
We need to find that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Find that out.
It's sure, I'm sure you can.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be silly.
So if you go to 1-800-Flowers.com and type in FTL,
mm-hmm.
You get 10% off.
10% off.
Sweet. All right, so we're talking about Yo Mango, which means, in Spanish, I steal.
Mm. Yo Mango?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's going on here? It's Wired is reporting on this, and this is going to take, you're going to have to pay close attention to this, Manwich, because this is a group of socialists. Now, if you've ever listened to a socialist try to explain what it is that he's about, you understand how difficult it is. They kind of use gobbledygook and just kind of talk nonsensically and act as though they have a point. So I'm going to try to explain this to you, but if you need to jump in and ask for clarification, don't hesitate, okay?
Yes.
And if you want to comment, 800-259-9231. Again, from Wired.com, Yo Mango calls on anti-consumerism activists to liberate goods from stores in an effort to spread the ideals of brand-free living. The movement started...
Now, why steal the stuff in order to advocate brand-free living?
That's a question that I don't think they answer very well. So
Okay. Let
me just tell you why.
Because we can't figure out some other way to advocate brand-free living.
Right. Let me explain what's going on here. The movement started in 2002 in Spain, where thrifty followers staged choreographed shopping mall stunts like looting clothes from one store and then returning them to another store, a different store, or wearing them back for flash fashion shows. Actions carried out in the name of Yo Mango, Spanish slang for I steal, are coordinated and celebrated online thanks to a website that publishes accounts and videos of looting pranks. So-called franchises of the Yo Mango movement have recently sprung up in Chile, Argentina, Mexico, and Germany, which is prompting a new wave of show thefts.
Well, I hope they get caught, and I hope they have to serve the sentences.
Yeah, because if you're going to come into my store and steal my stuff, I'd actually rather just shoot you, personally.
You know, I have to say that someone shot in the commission of a crime doesn't really bother me much. I'd hate to think shoplifting, though. Burglary? Yeah, I did. Shoplifting? Maybe just hit him with a taser.
Yo Mango is a brand name. Here's something from their website. Yo Mango is a brand name whose principal objective is not the selling of things, but the promoting of shoplifting as a form of disobedience.
Wait, they're advocating anti-brandism by creating their own brand.
Yes, they are.
Idiots. these people are dolts.
The promoting of shoplifting as a form of disobedience and direct action against multinational corporations
and the people who own the little stores that you're stealing from.
Yeah.
Whatever store that you're stealing.
Well, maybe they're only stealing from multinational corporations.
Fine.
Buying is an action based on obedience. We're taking to the extreme the free circulation of goods. Ah, yes, goods should circulate for free because, well, we know that if we just give all goods away and steal them all, then people will keep making them, right?
What a bunch of idiots.
Torgo joining us.
Yeah, I missed the beginning of this. I apologize. I'll pick up on it.
Yeah. Basically, we have a Spanish, a group that originated in Spain called Yo Mango, which is Spanish slang for I steal. Let me go to their website, because let's allow them to explain themselves here and just try to understand. Just do your best to understand this gobbledygook. from Yomango. A few months ago, a local group organized... This is 10 style tips for a Yomango life. A few months ago, a local group organized the first Yomango fashion show in Barcelona.
It's, fashion show, just stolen clothes?
Just wait.
Okay.
It's July 5th of 2002. The end of the season, sales are at full swing, and the area is full of the weekend shopping crowd. The fashion show took place at Breshka, one of the most popular stores geared towards teenagers. The Yomango models crossed the imaginary frontier between the store and the street, dressed in huge mouths, eating everything that comes their way. Giant forks push merchandise from one shelf to another. I saw pictures of this. There are people carrying giant forks that entered this store and just started
pushing
havoc. Yes. This arbitrary frenzy creates chaos in the store and a reckless happiness in the hearts of the public present.
What?
These people are nuts.
You know, if I saw somebody doing this in my store, I would create reckless happiness on their butt right away.
Yeah. You know, it wouldn't create happiness for me if I was shopping in Walmart and I'm trying to pull something off the shelf and some idiot with a giant fork comes along and, you know, pushes it out of my way.
I might laugh at him. Yeah, I might just laugh at them.
I wouldn't know
that they were I wouldn't even know what to think.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at that person and be like, ah, he must be telling me to stop my rampant consumerism.
Yes. It's my brand loyalty that bothers him so.
A criminalizing media campaign using the police as a main source is cleverly countered by Yomango's communication strategy. These guys are great communicators, let me tell you. While newspapers report alternative youth and anti-globalization activists vandalize and cause damage in Barcelona's city center, Yomango exhibited publicly as part of a famous cultural festival the ridiculous result of the fashion show's expropriation, an ugly blue dress on sale for €9.50. Which they say is not even a misdemeanor, according to Spanish
If you
law.
Don't like it, don't buy it.
Well, what they did was they took this dress from this one store, and then they took it elsewhere. They took it elsewhere on their website where they describe this. They describe it as having a night out. So they took the dress and kept it overnight. Maybe wore it. Who knows what they did with it.
How would they give it a night out if they didn't wear it out?
And then they returned it to a different store the next day.
And what is the point in this?
I've yet to figure that out. If you can help me, 800-259-9231, just gobbledygook.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going
to... It's like Time Cube.
We're going to come back. Yeah. Except Time Cube makes a little more sense. We're going to come back with more on the future show. Free Talk Live. Sean's on hold. Micah is on the way as well. This is your show. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. How much do jams cost? Forget the strawberry and grape variety. When I come back, I'll tell you the price you pay for traffic jams.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
You pay more for the fruited kind in supermarkets, but traffic jams on superhighways are really expensive. The annual cost of congestion, defined as fuel consumption of vehicles traveling at slower speeds, is estimated at $63.1 billion. That's billion with a B. According to recent statistics by the Texas Transportation Institute in its National Urban Mobility Report, the five U.S. cities that most challenge commuters to preserve their sanity due to traffic jam delays are Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Houston. How about some toast to go with that jam? In France, between Paris and Toulouse, hot summer vacationers were backed up for 400 miles. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Dorgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates there for you whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll find out about it first in your email box if you're on the updates list, and you can get on that list by simply going to updates.freetalklive.com.
It's the only way I find out what's going on.
Yeah, like we got a brand new affiliate that came out last night.
Big news.
Really? Yeah, tomorrow.
Check your email there.
Yeah. Click. Sorry.
KMLB in Monroe, Louisiana is going to be on board tomorrow. As a matter of fact,
I do a coon-ass accent, but I can't.
We might as well welcome them now, because what they're doing is they're going to run an hour of the Friday show on Saturday night.
Oh, welcome, okay. Monroe, Louisiana.
Yeah, so...
Howdy! That's pretty nice. I don't know whether that's good or not. But
so, yeah, welcome to KMLB. Thanks for coming on board, guys. We're glad you're out there.
That was more Opryland than anything else.
All right, 800-259-9231. We got calls on the line, so let's go to them. Let's talk to Sean in California. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey.
That mango thing reminds me of the anarchists who form clubs. A bit contradictory.
the anarchist club.
But I think they do have something there. If they just stole from Walmart, I would be all in support of that.
Why?
Well, because these multinational corporations are just ruining everything for us.
What now, are you talking about? How's Walmart ruining something for you? They give you... Now, look, I'm not a Walmart shareholder, and I disagree with some of the things they do, like their censorship policies and some other things they do. But they are giving you the ability to spend the same amount of money and get more stuff. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's substandard stuff they sell.
Well, then don't buy it.
I don't. It's made by slaves. So these are the two reasons.
That's not... That's... You know what? That's an allegation. Really,
no,
it is.
It's proven fact. They've got videos of the children chained to their workstations. So, but anyway, I'd like to talk about globalization again. That's my favorite topic.
Please.
You brought up the Monroe Doctrine the other day, as if that had some preventative properties in regards to globalization. And I really don't think it does, because...
I don't think it does as preventative properties. I think that it's just the fact that NAFTA and CAFTA are only the Monroe Doctrine taken a little farther.
Well,
nothing's different, is what I'm
saying. That's an interesting take on it, but the Monroe Doctrine is a dead letter because of proof of that is Panama, with, of course, Communist China there now. So the Monroe Doctrine has been thrown right out the window.
Communist China and Panama?
I'd rather go back and talk about Walmart, personally. the allegation, we've heard the allegations that they use slave labor, but we've also heard contrary things to that, that we've seen things that show that they don't use slave labor. So it's really just kind of a he said, she said sort of a thing.
Well, not really. If you go to Greg Palast, and he says that there are 700 slave labor camps in China, and I mean, they have satellite photos of labor camps, and we know that North Korea is a satellite, basically, of China. So there, and they have the camps there. Those are well known. Have been on MSNBC. Have been on Fox News everywhere. So,
well, if they have them in North Korea, then they shouldn't be scared to show them in China either.
Well, I agree. I wish
just
because
they have slave, are these Walmart slave labor camps, or are they just slave labor camps?
No, absolutely. These are camps that are run by Walmart And that actually the children who work there, another part of the program there is to have the Walmart fund the education for the indoctrination of the kids. Yeah, that's documented.
You hear that? They're funding child education.
Okay, it's interesting. Yeah. Interesting allegations. Can you do us a favor, Sean, and post those links because they're interesting claims.
I will.
Can you post those links on our bulletin board system?
Sure. I want to get back to some of the other points that you brought up the other day.
You got about a minute, Sean.
All right, thank you. You brought up bureaucracy and said it doesn't work. I think it depends on what your definition of what works or not. I mean, the political power pragmatists out there would say that Hitler, Mao, and Stalin had very successful bureaucracy.
Yes, government's very good at killing people. There's no doubt about that.
And the U.S. government is very good at it, too.
We have admitted many times that the government is good at killing people.
Yes, the government's good at destroying and killing. Okay? Right. That's about all they can do, right. And they're still not very efficient with it.
Well, no, they are very efficient. I mean,
they're not.
How are we doing in Iraq killing the insurgents?
The soft kill method is being used there quite effectively. The depleted uranium, I mean, it takes time for to kill them with cancer, but it works. It does work.
All right, Sean, that's not going to kill the insurgents so much as everybody,
exactly,
including us.
Well, Sean, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in. 800-259-9231. I'm going to kill myself. We keep talking about globalization. Let's go to Micah in South Carolina. Micah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Man, how are you guys doing this evening?
What's happening?
Good hearing your voice out there. Oh, man, it's crazy weather going on down here in the coastal. We got tropics after tropics. But
is this a weather report or a phone call?
No, I was just...
It's a phone call with a weather report.
Oh, yeah. But, I was just about to comment also. I was not going to talk about that because I'm sure everybody's sick of the media taking it over like it's the new Hollywood edition or something.
I think it's hilarious the way the weathermen just get all excited about, oh, boy, it's another tropical storm, and they get out there. You know, they draw a map with the here's where the hurricane could go, and then they fill it in with fire, you know.
Jim Cantore or Cantoro.
Yeah, here I'm standing in 110-mile-per-hour winds to show you what it looks like.
Right.
I'm endangering my life. Now, what are you drunks that's actually out there, got a generator, watching this broadcast? It's probably going to do it, too, and end up 5 blocks down the road.
The best part about those types of reports, though, is when someone like Jim Cantoro or Cantore, whatever, he's the lead meteorologist for the Weather Channel, mm-hmm. when he gets sent to this location where mm-hmm. the hurricane's supposed to make landfall, and then it doesn't hit, and he's standing there on the beach, on the coastline, just like... We were expecting 1,000-mile-an-hour winds. I thought I was going to die. I signed my will today.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Yeah, the weather, it's been very unique as of late. But my main topic I was going to mention, it was on the cigarettes issue. I just want to make a brief comment.
Sure.
If you do anything in moderation, such as a predominant amount of America drinks moderately, you have your people that get excessive, and even the moderate drinkers occasionally get excessive. But myself, I'm a 6-year veteran. I just had to recently retire just because of the heavy impact and what we had to go through is high atmosphere. I was an ocean rescue specialist in the Myrtle Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
Had over 50 documented water entries for over 70 people. You know, I did my job. I got out there. Not trying to, you know, reach around, break my arm to pat my back.
Wait, were you a lifeguard?
I started off as a lifeguard, went crew chief, and then just got up for the Red Cross and the right people and, got into all kind of training that I never knew existed that became extremely helpful.
What was the final job title that you held?
The final title I had was Ocean Rescue Specialist.
Ocean Rescue Specialist. So that's like the top tier, the ultimate level of lifeguard, basically.
Well, just above that is David Hasselhoff.
It's pretty much if you make it working here for an excess of 5 years, it's pretty much automatic if you got a good record. If you weren't one of those screw-ups along the line like you get, you know, the double-ended candle burners.
What's that mean?
But just to make a point.
What does that have to do with lifeguarding?
Well, back to the cigarette issue. I've been a smoker of a strong name brand cigarette since I was 14 years old.
All right.
And I still met every requirement and above and maintained a pretty healthy physical level while using it. My point being is anything, even what they've designated as one of the most super harmful legal drugs out there, anything in moderation and along with physical exercise can be negated.
That's a great point.
I think
we appreciate
smoking's
you
bad
that.
For you, but if you smoke 3, 4, 5 cigarettes a day, you'll probably die of something else first.
Maybe so.
Thanks likely, I agree. Thanks,
Michael,
guys.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Torgo, what do you got coming up?
Nothing.
Oh, you lazy bum. All right, that's okay. I got you covered, man. We got Kansas. They want to charge you with internal possession. What's that mean?
I'm possessing innards.
Coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich in the ballad edition.
I was just going to say, I feel like I should be... I don't know what I should be doing with this music.
Long-haired and bleeding heart.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. It's free, like everything else is at freetalklive.com, so go and check it out.
That's what it needed. It needed a raspy-voiced ballad singing, like Poison singing a ballad.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been nice, just like, Free Talk Live.
We'll have to cut the vocal track here after the show, Torgo. Add you in there. All right, John in Arkansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, John.
Yes, greetings from the Zionist Jewish occupied state of Clinton Country.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, as I told your screener there, we got an infestation here in this state.
Is that a real accent?
Oh, trust me, it's definitely real.
Okay.
We got an infestation here.
Of what?
And, well, I don't want to call any names up, just the initial. Illegal Mexican from Mexico.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes, infestation.
Yeah?
And it's costing the state billions, if not billions already.
Uh-huh. I think that... How is it costing them billions?
Well, number one, we got a bunch of illegals here, right?
Uh-huh.
5 years ago, now you're probably wondering, what's the big deal? It's in every state. No. Arkansas only started getting a flood of immigrants from the Mexican backwater countries between 99 and the year that Bush got elected.
Uh-huh.
We always had some here, but it was in the northwest part of the state.
Okay.
Never in the city of Little Rock or North Little Rock, which is a separate city. But all of a sudden, yeah, go ahead.
Why does it cost the state so much? Can you answer that?
Well, Arkansas gets most of its money from, sales tax.
Yeah.
Most of its income state, and that's what makes up the state budget.
Yeah.
And they love to have a new tax to pay for this. As a matter of fact, Arkansas still hasn't settled the school desegregation issue yet. And they still fighting this in the federal court.
What?
After years of fighting this thing. And
they're still
dollars,
segregated in Arkansas? Is
no,
that what you just said?
No. The state has been segregated. Been desegregated. But I'm saying in the court. The battle is still going on in the court.
You mean the segregationists want to win back their segregation laws?
The way I see it. But what I'm trying to say, right, the state has been desegregated in 30 years now.
No,
yeah, right.
They're still tied up in the federal courts.
Let me go back. Let's go back to the immigrants issue. Let me ask you this. Now, you were concerned that the state was spending so much money on the immigrants. Well, would you have a problem with the immigrants if the state wasn't spending money on them?
Well, the state is spending money.
You didn't answer my question.
All right. Go.
Would you have a problem with immigrants if the state wasn't spending money on them?
Yes, I still would have a problem with it.
Why?
Because they're not supposed to be here. We got procedures in this country that says you go to the nearest consulate or American embassy and you apply.
How about I can tell the procedures that they can go shove them where the sun don't shine? Because I don't care about the procedures. And why shouldn't we just open up the borders? Why shouldn't we just let people come and go out of this country as they please? Shouldn't this be a free country?
I'll tell you what. Why don't me and you get on the bus and go to Quebec? And let's tell the Quebecans take everything in English.
No, well, I don't live in Quebec, and Quebec is not does not allege itself to be a free country.
Now,
America does.
I'm throwing the question back to you. Let's go to Quebec and let's Englandize and see how long we'll last up there.
Well, I don't think we'll do well because Quebec doesn't claim to be...
Why should I go to another country and tell them what to do, shove my flag in their face from another country, and you get the idea now?
Well, because we're a free one. We're a free country.
We're not a free country. This country ain't been free since Roosevelt.
Shouldn't we be a free country?
The word free is a misnomer. This country is
a misnomer.
Free. Well, what it is, you got Zionist Jews running around here.
Man, you are
bringing in these illegals.
How racist are you?
You want to open the borders up. You want wide open borders.
Yeah, I do.
Are there any folks you like?
Why don't you invite a guest in your show called Kathy Morales? She's part of Operation Ranch Rescue.
Do you like anybody?
I don't like these beaters in my state.
You've come on this show and you've attacked Jewish people. You've attacked Hispanic people.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I missed that one. Arnold Schwarzenegger. So Austrians. You've attacked Austrians as well.
No, just Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, I haven't gotten around to him yet, but I could. I'm the governor. Was that good enough?
Look, let me just explain this real simply for you. John, what we would like to see happen is an end to welfare. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah? Okay. So what we want to do is we want to end welfare because there's a lot of people that are concerned that immigrants are taking their, unfair share and they're taking welfare. So if we just got rid of welfare, that would eliminate that problem. And then the only people who are coming here are the ones that are going to want to make a better life for themselves. Shouldn't anybody be free to come to America and make a better life for themselves?
No, they should not.
So you think this should be like a private country club where only certain people are allowed in, right?
I'm going to tell you something. There's some problems about this issue about letting them come here illegally and legally. I wrote some articles about this. And
I bet you did.
To my website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so should we? So you're saying we should not allow people to come into this country anymore, right?
We have a procedure.
So everybody that comes into this country has to go through the procedure.
There we go.
Now, who made up this procedure?
Yo, United States government made it up. That's why we got a Department of
Who's the government?
Services.
Who's the government?
Who is the government? We are the people.
I'm not the government, and I didn't make up the policy.
Oh, you did?
Somebody else did. Do you know who they were?
Well, let me get this straight, then. Who's in charge of the country that sits in that little square mile called.
I don't think any of those people are in charge of anything. They just masquerade as though they are.
So
I didn't elect them, and I didn't ask them to close the borders, and I didn't ask them to create this immigration process. I just want to live in a free country. John, call us again sometime. You call. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
Good God.
Toll free, 800-259-9231.
More Free Talk Live's coming back here.
That's right. Yeah. You could take a troll.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
It's not too often that you get to hear what a racist black guy sounds like. I mean, I'm assuming our last caller was black.
You, sir, are racist.
What do you mean I'm racist?
Oh, just because he happened to have that accent and that inflection, you think, he must be a black guy. You, sir, are racist. We got the racist in here.
Well,
that's not true.
If I had to take a poke at it, I would have guessed the same thing. But
you can't claim somebody's a racist because they make an assumption about what somebody's skin color is.
I don't think you should make that assumption.
But it is a pretty good assumption.
I would make the same one.
Oh, Goldberg, you must be a Jew. Yeah, okay.
I was going to ask him, but then I thought he'd start spewing hate on us.
But now, I want to tell you about this situation that happened to me about... Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's a month ago.
In case you're just tuning in, we just had a guy call in and just go off on Jews and Hispanics.
The whole thing.
And he sounded like he was black, and he was in Alabama or Arkansas.
Arkansas. Yeah.
Well,
Okay, your story.
I met a guy bought my car off eBay, and I thought that he was a black guy.
Okay.
And I brought my
by
best
his
friend,
voice, you mean?
Yeah, by his okay. voice. And I had my best friend and I went to pick him up. I told my best friend, who is black, I think he's a black guy.
Right.
And he's supposed to have a friend with him, just so you know. And
Wait,
you know.
Why did I brought you with me so I'd fit in?
Yeah.
Well, no, that wasn't the reason.
Well, what was the reason?
Why did I tell him or why did
you
I bring
him? Your friend?
Because we were together at that time, and the card's been a project all uh-huh. along. Plus, I think if there's two people in a transaction on that side, there should be two people on the other side.
I agree with that.
Psychologically. Anyway.
Also, in case they try to beat you up, take the car.
So, anyway, the guy comes up,
racist.
And it's a black guy and a white guy. And the guy that I thought was a black guy was the white guy. And so, it was two white guys and two black guys in the car, so the white guys jumped on the black guys and beat him up. No, just kidding.
You're being silly.
Yeah.
But no. It's not. There was plenty of white guys that beat people up, too. I wasn't making any sort of comment.
No. I was anyway. Just think it was interesting that I thought the guy was black and he was white. And
that's true. You can
I
definitely
told my
be
black
cool.
friend that I thought that he was black.
No doubt about it. And we shouldn't make assumptions. You're right. Nonetheless, it's rare that we get calls like that.
That was really
that's
something.
Very true.
And I thought it was a great call. I'd
yeah,
like to be clear.
I invited the guy to call back. Please, John, call us back sometime. All right, so Kansas. Police in Kansas can already charge people with possessing, selling, or manufacturing drugs, but that's not enough for some law enforcement officials and legislators. A 3-year effort to make it a crime to have drugs in one's bloodstream or urine.
3 years?
Is moving. Yeah, well, three years
to get it to.
Oh.
Yeah. They've been working on this for 3 years.
The notion got a hearing Wednesday at a meeting of the legislature's Special Judicial Committee where proponents argued it would be another tool for police in their endless war on drug users.
Yeah.
If someone who is caught having ingested or injected, they can be charged with possession, said Representative Kathy So-and-so, who's pushing the proposal. It just gives more teeth to law enforcement. No, it doesn't. It just makes it so they can arrest more people for doing nothing, for hurting no one but themselves. But civil libertarians are criminal defense attorneys raised numerous objections to the proposal. People who fail work or school drug tests could be subject to prosecution, they worried.
Sure.
Using drug tests in an effort to bring criminal charges could violate Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination, said Senator Phil So-and-so.
I would say it does.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Plus, let's not also forget how inaccurate drug testing can be. You can fail a drug test because you have too many poppy seeds on your hamburger bun.
Yeah.
I mean, there are different things that can give you false positives. Are you going to get thrown in jail because of a false positive? Hour 2 is on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.